February 15th, Pat Boone.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
In the 1950s and 60s, Boone was a popular singing star slash heartthrob, second only to Elvis Presley. On this date, in 1970, Boone portrayed Evangelist to the Gang's David Wilkerson in the movie The Cross and the Switchblade. At the time this introduction is being written, in 2020, Boone is still going strong. He created his own record company, The Gold Label, which features stars of a certain age. It's a senior tour for singers, Boone says, but there is a qualification. They have to be able to sell records. Featured stars include Glenn Campbell, Jack Jones, Roger Williams, Patti Page, Cleo Lane, Shana Na, and Boone himself. So far, they've released more than 30 gold record albums. Boone also has personal projects, such as For My Country, a musical tribute to the National Guard, which builds on his 61st hit record, Under God. Putting his beliefs out there stirred up debate as well as sales. Boone said, "It's not just liberals who can stir things up through recordings." Today's story is about a time when God did the stirring.
Destructive living can cripple a man, but surrendering to Jesus can heal him. It was 1968, and Pat Boone's career appeared to be finished. The Beatles, Dean Martin, Steve McQueen, they were in. To succeed in his career, Boone had become the bad boy that Hollywood wanted, or so he thought. This new path fed his growing doubts in the God he had once trusted. "I felt my lifelong faith in the inspiration of the Bible, miracles, and God's relationship to man was beginning to crack," he said. Boone went to church. He wrote books on parenting that painted a perfect picture of his family life. But the noble path he had once walked soon became, in his own words, a twisting, bumpy, downhill road. Drinking, smoking, and gambling in Las Vegas, he did not feel he could give them up. His wife no longer loved him as she once had, and their home had become a battlefield. He did not want to be there, and she did not want him there. To cope and ease her pain and to keep an eye on her husband, Pat's wife, Shirley, decided to embrace his new lifestyle of drinking and partying. They walked hand in hand into the darkness. And their marriage, already teetering on the edge of destruction, reached a new low. Suspicion crept in, accusations flew. Criticism became their everyday language. Then one day, a glimmer of light burst through the dark cloud. It came in the form of Clint Davidson, a man who had once been hailed as the world's worst insurance salesman. In a very short time, Clint had miraculously become the very opposite, a man with a shocking secret for success. Clint had read the Bible and committed himself to Jesus Christ. He had read how the Apostle Paul had confronted obstacles greater than his and overcome them with faith. So, he surrendered his work to God. And in a very short period of time, he became the chairman of three corporations and even got his ideas for taxation bills enacted by Congress. But that was not the most impressive thing about Clint Davidson. Pat said when he prayed, it was the most intimate, personal conversation with Jesus I had ever heard. Clint radiated the love of Jesus to Pat Boone, and he brought a much-needed joy to his entire family. Clint's joy seemed even more incredible to Pat when he discovered that as a result of an accident, Clint's wife, Flora, lived every day with agonizing hip pain. Clint told Pat that he believed in God's power to heal the sick, and he had acted on his faith by bringing Flora to a prayer meeting held by Oral Roberts, a man who believed and prayed fervently in the healing power of God. Flora returned home without any pain, and after mystified doctors confirmed what she knew to be true, the Boones were undone. A great hunger swept in to know God in the same way Clint and Flora knew him through Jesus Christ. A few months later, Pat Boone prayed a prayer that changed him forever. Oh God, I yield my life to you. Take it, Lord, and make it whatever you want. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me clean. And Jesus, oh precious Jesus, baptize me in your Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. From that moment on, in every family and business decision, Pat and his wife sought to put Jesus first. If it did not please him, it was not an option. They read the Bible with new eyes, prayed with a new passion, and nothing about their lives was ever the same again. God tells us in John 12:25, "The one who loves his life more than God loses it. But the one who hates his life in this world and is concerned with pleasing God will keep it for life eternal." What is keeping you from totally surrendering your life to God? Are you ready to pray as Pat Boone did and say, "Take my life, Lord, and make it whatever you want"? Destructive living can cripple a man, but surrendering to Jesus can heal him and give him life eternal.
Have you ever put someone on a pedestal only to find out that they're just as messed up as the next person? I've done that many times. You know, the story today around Pat Boone on February 15th is just that. You know, he was here in the United States anyway, was a very popular man back in the 70s with music and so many other things. And with 365 Christian Men becoming such a worldwide ministry, I certainly wouldn't believe that everybody knows who Pat Boone is, but pretty popular guy. And you know, as we start to follow people like that, I kind of would think about Pat Boone being like a sheep, kind of like me as well, with the ability to kind of nibble yourself lost. And I think that might be what Pat Boone did, you know, through smoking, drinking, gambling with his wife. And there was something that came up in this story today. It said that they walked hand in hand in the darkness. And I thought, wow, how sad of somebody that just seems so happy and have it all together that that was not the case and led this kind of dark life. But you know what? There's hope. Many of us find ourselves in a situation similar to that. You know, things are going really, really well, but on the inside, maybe we're really suffering. So here's the challenge today, as we kind of go through the day. Dangerous prayers. You know, if there are things in our lives right now that are really kind of getting in our way, and it could be, you know, the trifecta, the smoking, drinking, gambling, who knows what it is, relational, money. Let's pray that dangerous prayer today to God to say, you know what, help me through this mess that I have gotten myself into. And ask him to step into our lives and just to be a big part of showing us where to go, how to get there. And I can assure you that God will answer and make it right for all of us. Have a great day, guys.